We're talking with John Amidon, a local peace activist and members of Veteran for Peace, who we've had quite a bit here on Hudson Mohawk Radio talking about militarism, climate change, and drone warfare. He's also the founder of the Qatari Peace Conference that takes place every, August. And is an editor and author of Bend in the Arc, Striving for Peace and Justice in the Age of Endless War. Now, we've invited John on to talk about a new event that Upstate Drone Action has planned for Valentine's Day at the air base out in Syracuse, Hancock Field, the home of the 174 attack wing. So, John, why Valentine's Day?
Well, we wanted to speak to the Air Force men and women at the 174th attack wing, but we also want to speak to the larger community to begin considering love and go beyond the very commercial definitions that we normally experience in society. But before we get there, I wanted to just say that we are inviting everybody to come and join us in Syracuse on February 14th, Sunday at 1 p.m. At East Molloy Road. Actually, it's in Mattydale. We will social distance. We will wear masks, and we are strictly nonviolent. No arrests are planned in this action, and we want to keep everybody safe, the police, the Air Force people, all, and anybody who joins us, and, of course, the demonstrators from Upstate Drone Action.
Now, we've had you on and Ed Kinane a number of times to talk about Drone Action and Hancock Field. But in case there's somebody out there who missed some of our prior shows, what exactly do they do out at Hancock Field with the drones?
Well, you know, there's so much secrecy around the military that to tell you exactly what they do when we no longer receive information readily would be difficult. In general, however, they are flying missions in Afghanistan and Iraq, and they are an attack wing, so they would be participating in killing people with Hellfire missiles.
And so the people at Hancock Air Force Base actually control the drones on these attack missions?
Yes. They actually control the drones and launch the missiles.
So I imagine since this is a Valentine's Day action, you're going to give these Air Force personnel some big heart with some messages. What were some of the messages?
A series of large signs, heart signs, and we wanted to convey something about love to the Air Force personnel, but also to the larger society, since to a large degree, you know, people have embraced drone warfare. I mean, there's very little protest. And the reason, and I can't emphasize this enough, the reason why everyone should be concerned is because the U.S. military is destroying the environment. And I keep saying over and over again, the U.S. military is the largest institutionalized user of fossil fuel. It is also a major polluter with many, many different types of chemicals dumped into the environment and radioactive waste. And so everybody has a stake in this game. If you want an environment that you can live in, we have to address militarism and stop it. Reduce the budget, take that money and do remedial work on the climate.
Now, this is not, you know, the first time that Upstate Drone Action and you have done events here at Hancock. What has been the reaction from, I don't know, the military and local residents and even some of the personnel to some of the prior actions? And have any of the, say, individuals actually operate these drones, have they, you know, sort of begun to have second thoughts about what they're doing?
It's very hard to tell because we don't have direct communications with the drone pilots. Unfortunately, it'd be great to have a conversation with them. And this is our very indirect way of communicating with them. In the past, we've had arrests for civil resistance actions and have gone to court, some of which we've won, some of which we've lost. But there is no question about the illegality of drone assassination program and the way it's conducted, particularly in countries we haven't even declared war with. And I'm not sure we're at declared wars right now in terms of what the Congress has done. But I would like to tell you just a little bit about the hearts, because it's really interesting. We have these heart signs, and one of the quotes is, "What if what you want to do to survive kills the things you love?" And this is from a song by Bruce Springsteen, Devils and Dust. And it's about a song he wrote about an Iraqi soldier fighting in Iraq. And he's asked the question, what if what you do to survive kills the things you love? So is being in war and killing people, killing your conscience, killing the society that you hope to return to at the same time? And it's a question that we should all be asking in terms of our own employment and work and how we treat other folks. And then another really interesting quote that I found doing research is by Cornel West. And he said, "Never forget, justice is what love looks like in public." And right now we're struggling with, you know, justice in so many forms, particularly in the racial relationships we have and the way the criminal justice system treats people. And also, I mean, there is environmental justice, which clearly isn't happening in a way that is truly beneficial to our environment. So those are two of the messages on the sign.
I'm also looking at a quote in a background information you provided me about Martin Luther King Jr., who taught us to know love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. And I understand about drones is that they actually pretty much escalated during the Obama Biden administration. Now, of course, we're back to Biden as the president. Any sense it's going to be a rethinking of the American drone strategy under this new administration?
Well, we can always hope, Mark, but I'm not encouraged yet, and probably honestly won't be. So I don't think that Mr. Biden, given his past record with old President Obama, or even previous to that, is going to be a great proponent of peace by any means. And I don't think he's going to restrict the drone warfare, but we do have to wait and see.
Now, two of our, so we have two local congressmen, Paul Tonko and Antonio Delgado. We got two United States senators, Gillibrand, now, of course, the majority leader of the Senate, Chuck Schumer. Have any of them, been willing to take action in Congress to try to reduce our use of drones?
I haven't seen it, but I'm not completely up to date. But Senator Schumer has been really trying to bring the industry into upstate New York, and to a large degree has succeeded. So I'm not very hopeful. The only bipartisan activity truly we have in Washington, D.C. is the Democrats and Republicans usually are perfectly willing and content to wage war on whoever the current victim is going to be. And that's primarily done for profit, for the weapons industry and the very rich who benefit from war.
We have 30 seconds left. I'm talking John Amidon, local activist member of Veterans for Peace. Upstate drone action Sunday, February 14th, 1 p.m. at Hancock Field. In the last 15 seconds, what can people do besides joining you on Valentine's Day?
You can call your representatives at 202-224-3121. Ask them to stop the drone assassination program. Also ask them to cut the military budget and put it to the environment, cleaning up the environment, creating renewable energies.
Well, thank you, John. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.